Well, in looking at this story, and it's been something I've been interested in for 10 years, I've been working on it really closely for several. But I guess the big issue with any icon, when you're doing the story of an icon, is how do you take the icon and make the icon human? What's the door in? Now, in the script that I've constructed, the door in is his childhood. I mean, the big focus for me is examining pathos. I'm not so much telling the definitive story of Alexander the Great, because there's no definitive story to Alexander the Great. There's only someone's telling, as I sort of set up in the film. But what I really want to explore is this notion of pathos. Now, what that is a Greek ideal about this quality in some human beings where they're driven to, it's no matter how much they conquer, no matter how much they're loved, no matter how much they're achieved, they're not satisfied. And it's only in the act of conquering or pursuing love that they're distracted from themselves. Now, usually that quality in characters comes from experience in childhood. In the case of Alexander the Great, there's no question that with his father, King Philip, and Olympias, his mother, that his formative years are a huge engine into what makes him extraordinary later in life. So I've really focused on that in the film. And I'm really investing in Alexander the Great as a child. Now, as a result, it means I need extraordinary child actors. I need an extraordinary actor who not only looks like Leonardo DiCaprio, and is gifted as a player, but one who has a natural ability with horse. Because, I mean, Alexander's number one relationship, his first real relationship, is with Bucephalus, his horse, and it's there right through his life. So it's a, in a funny sort of way, it's the first relationship you've got to sort out. Now, we've been working on the film very intensely for the last year, and I've constructed the battle scene as the biggest ever shot, so I've constructed massive digital shots, and we're shooting horses, and we're, we've got all sorts of stuff being done, And I've cast, Nicole is playing Olympias and Leonardo Alexander. But before I can announce any of the other adult actors, some of whom I work with are of the highest possible status, they've got to know how long I'm going to need them for. And I can't do that until I've found this 9-year-old Leonardo DiCaprio, this 9-year-old actor out there. When it comes to the role of Alexander the Great, it's just not a role that can be played by just anyone. There are all sorts of tremendously gifted actors who can play all sorts of roles. But when you're talking about Alexander, you have to be able to look up at the screen. And you have to look up and say, yeah, I believe 50,000 soldiers followed that boy, that young man, to the end of the world. And a bit like Peter O'Toole in Lawrence of Arabia, they have to emanate some kind of light. They have to be, in a way, almost not beyond human, but they have to have a quality in which you believe that people would be drawn to them. Yes, I mean, Leonardo, I've worked with both of them before. I've known them for many, many years, both of them. How old is Leonardo? 29? I know, for 10 years. Is that possible? How time flies. Is that possible? And Nicole I've known even longer and worked with. And I love this, apart from the fact that I think it's, there's no big argument in that those two are now walk the earth as some of the most extraordinary actors in the world. But, and they're perfect for those roles. I cast them fundamentally because they're the best for the roles. But I love the fact that I'm evolving creative relationships that there's been an investment in.